please welcome our champion, fat but dieting Albert.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Look who's losing weight. You know, losing weight isn't as easy as some people make it look. People like Naomi Campbell, Scott Weiland, the Solid Gold Dancers, and Mary-Kate Olsen. Take me, for example. After 5 full weeks of cucumber salads, pan-seared plantains, and raspberry-flavored bottled water, plus a deep-reaching dedication to the long-since surpassed but not entirely forgotten Jane Fonda workout tapes, I've managed to shed but 15 pounds of my target weight loss figure of 212. Still, I remain dedicated to a healthier lifestyle, and with the appropriate support and love from family and friends, I intend to reach my goal without stooping to risky shortcut measures.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, hey, Bucky.
Man, I've been looking for you everywhere.
What's up, dog?
They're having a buying contest over at the fairground. First place wins tickets to Jay-Z. I told everybody you were a cinch to win.
Now, why you go and tell people all that, dog?
Because when it comes to eating pies, you like Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore?
Yeah, ain't been a pie made yet. You scared to eat.
You know what you are, Bucky? You're like a comb.
A comb?
Yeah, because your teeth gonna end up in somebody's back pocket. Get over here, I will beat your bucktooth ass. Don't you know I'm on a diet? How am I gonna lose 197 more pounds running off to join every pie-eating competition to come along?
Oh, well, can't you just do the contest and throw up afterwards?
Throw up afterwards? What? F*** you, Bucky. Who I look like? Carol Seaver? You see Kirk Cameron hanging out up in this mother like I got Boner trying to talk me into s***? Throw up? I will throw you up my ass, you overbite having mother come here looking like your mama done the rabbit from Tricks, your head too big for your neck, telling everybody I'm a cinch. You don't see me running up to your bucktooth ass, axing to enter you in a who can build a dam without their hands competition. Do you, Bucky? Huh? Do you? Tell me to throw up afterwards. These fat fingers weren't made for my throat. They's made for your mama, because Tricks ain't for rabbits. Tricks are for kids, bitch.
Wow, sorry, Fat. I mean, dieting Albert. Maybe I'll go as Russell, or better yet, the skinny new Asian kid. If we win, maybe you'd really like to come to Jay-Z with us.
B to the Uzo, C to the Cuzzo, dog. I'll check you later, Bucky. Oh, Bucky, he all right. He just don't know how addictive bulimia can be. It can dominate your every thought, destroy your self-esteem, and even threaten a person's life. Oh, sure, it seemed an easy solution to someone as thin as Bucky, but then again, he never tried to live up to the high standard set by his sister who acted alongside the likes of Robert Guillaume. Or had to find a follow-up hit to Rainy Days and Mondays. It hard work, dog. Hey, here come Weird Harold. Hey, Harold, what up, dog?
Fat Albert.
What you doing, dog?
What it look like I'm doing? Slow basting a pot roast? I'm having a cigarette, bitch.
You're smoking? But Harold, we just sang that song the other day about cigarettes being bad for kids. You played the radiator for that track and everything.
There you go again, Fat Albert. Being billed, bitch. You should smoke a cigarette, maybe curb that appetite of yours, so you don't be craving chicken and ribs like you do 24/7.
Bill's bitch, huh?
Yeah, you like Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, you need a medical procedure to keep your nose from being brown.
You know what you are, Weird Harold? You're like a time capsule.
A time capsule?
Yeah, because I will bury your ass, motherfucker. Call me Bill's bitch, because I won't smoke a cigarette.
You, Harold, I can't help it. I don't want to trade one addiction for another. You don't see me offering you a crack pipe to wean you off f***ing dick, do you? I should kill you, you long-headed motherfucker. Hell, your head's so long, you make John Kerry look like one of the kids in the Payday board game. Smoke cigarettes when you already skinny enough to be sold by Tampax. Breath already so bad it smell like you sucking on a dog-ass flavored lifesaver. Someday, Harold, your bad habit's gonna get you in trouble. You walking such a fine line right now, today might be the day. Bitch, Bill's bitch gonna kick your dick in.
All right, Albert. I'm putting out the cigarette. I'm putting it out. Don't go getting violent on a brother. I'm sorry.
All right, dog.
We cool?
Yeah, we cool.
I'll check you.
Oh, weird Harold, all right. He just have attachment issues. He always trying to fit in, no matter how much harm he do to himself. I used to try and fit in. Fit in a 12-inch sub between lunch and dinner. But I learned my lesson the hard way when my first girlfriend nearly lost her life from asphyxiation when she got lost in a wave of my own titties. When I tried the missionary position. But now my ass on a diet. And although it really hard, suppressing my appetite with nicotine is not the answer. It only caused me to get black lung to go along with my big black ass. And who want that?
Hey, Fat Albert.
Oh, hey, Dumb Donald.
We're going to Rudy's to use his new trampoline. You want to come?
Oh, no. Not yet, Donald. Maybe in a month I'll be ready for that.
Man, Fat Albert, you like Ron Jeremy at a nude beach.
Ron Jeremy at a nude beach?
Yeah, you a drag.
I'm tired of your weight problem, Albert, getting in the way of us hanging out and having fun. Why don't you just get your stomach stapled and get it over with?
Get my stomach stapled and get it over with. Is that your answer, Donald? Wow, how easy does that sound? Why didn't I think of it? What a great friend you are, Dumb Donald. What would I do without you?
You're welcome.
You know what you are, Dumb Donald? You're like a defective bottle of shampoo.
A defective bottle of shampoo?
Yeah, because I'm about to knock your head off your shoulders. You know how much gastrointestinal bypass surgery costs, bitch? Man, I can't afford that shit. I didn't sing back up to hold on for one more day, and I sure as hell can't forecast the weather. Stapling the stomach ain't like binding a stack of notebook paper, you dumbass, and it sure ain't correlating the colon. You act like staples fall from the sky, like this motherfucker in Office Max in the clouds. I should beat your simple solution-giving ass in the ground. You matching wits with me is like the UNLV basketball team challenging Mensa to a spelling bee. Why do you do it, Donald? Why you do it? You know I'm fat, but I'm dieting, biatch.